Welcome to Legal, Legal, and the Coach, a show set to present local and national trailblazers in business and celebrity circles like authors and speakers who will share their stories, struggles, adventures in life, and keys to their success brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network. Here are your hosts, David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Legal, Eagle, and the Coach. I am here with the soaring eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, and myself, Brian Kaiser, the coach, and we're looking forward to an outstanding show today. We have a couple of really cool guests. They're going to give us a lot of really powerful information and a lot of with a lot of entertaining values to it that David and I will throw in with our normal energetic and motivational banter. So be looking forward in our next segments here of the show, Mr. Corey Harlock, and our final segment, interview segment, that is, Mr. Jim Jones. So in preparation for the show, David and I were talking off air, and he was actually in trial, and he's actually sitting overlooking Minute Maid Park right now at the courthouse, so it's really cool to get that view and hear about that, and I'm sure he'll throw in a little bit of that here in a minute. But talking about the show, it's like, what are we going to do today? How are we going to educate and keep our audience on top of their game? And one of the things I've been really looking at lately, and I had to step back and look at it in my business here, is what are you really doing with your time? Where is your time really being spent in your business? Are you spending your time being busy? Are you spending your time on the simple things that are making you money? And in doing so, I reviewed some blogs by Chuck Blakeman. I reviewed some blogs by James Arthur Ray, and I've also reviewed some blogs by Gino Wickman and someone from his group named Jeff Whittle that wrote a really powerful blog. So in reviewing those things, I came up with some questions, and I'm going to challenge the audience this morning in our short monologue session here is, you know, take out a piece of paper and a pen and draw a line down the center of the paper, and on one side write IPA, income producing activity. On the other one, put a complex chore, and just open up your calendar or your task manager, your project manager, and just go through the list. Do it for a week and look at where are you really spending your time. I bet you're going to be amazed to find out how much time you're spending doing complex chores, complex tasks, things that you know are needed in your business, so you're spending time doing them, such as, you know, updating your website, updating and, you know, making sure all the tags in your CRM are correct. Looking at how many more landing pages or lead pages you could put out there that could be bringing in more money. And so if you put all those tasks down and you look at those, you'll probably find, as I did, you're spending a lot of time doing that. But what I'm challenging with is, what are you doing to produce income in your business today? Are you doing the simple things like picking up the phone and making a call to a client that you know needs some help and just making them a simple offer saying, hey, you know what? I think a whiteboard session over at my office would really help solve this problem that you and I have discussed three or four times. And if you go ahead and let's just go ahead and make that happen. How can I get you on my calendar to do that? Are you picking up the phone and doing those simple things? Or are those simple things actually causing you a little anxiety? Because there is a possibility that whoever you call, be it friend or just a prospect or even just a cold call, is going to say no. And so are you hiding in the complex instead of doing the simple? Really take a look at that. And if you look on your piece of paper as you go through your task manager, your project manager, your calendar, I mean, your appointments, everything, what's producing, you know, income today, and what's a complex task that you probably need to budget time elsewhere that you can do and spend your day doing those more productive things. So looking at the calendar as you go through, you know, shrink that screen down, because most of us have a digital calendar. It's up on the computer or on the phone. Shrink that screen down. Open up your bank account and look at the balance. Are you happy with that balance? Look at the list that you just made on your piece of paper. How many of those activities that you're doing are making that go up instead of, you know, you just spending time or spending money to upgrade, update, and make better these other complex things? I think you're going to find, as I did, man, I totally mastered the complex. It's the simple that I let go because, you know, I figured, well, one of the other guys on the team would pick up the slack and catch that. And when we sat down and we started looking at what we were doing, it was like, whoa, hey, we didn't make that happen. We spent too much time on the complex, but we have really awesome systems now. It's really cool. It's just not making any money. That's where you gotta be making money because you didn't start a business. You didn't go into business to just do complex, cool things without making any money. So, you know, we've come into the second quarter, and Dave and I both have issued challenges in the last two shows. You know, have you looked at your business? It's time to reflect. Have you done, you know, have you kind of got ready for spring? And, you know, Jeff Whittle, one of the guys from the Gino Whitman group, or the EOS group over there, he put out a blog that was really cool, and I actually got to spend some time breaking that down, and it was really, really neat to do. But one of the things, the point in that ties in with my, you know, do you know where you're spending your time is, have you spent time with you either, if you're a solopreneur, have you spent time with your coach going over and reviewing your game films, as we could call them, you know, finding out what worked in your business and what didn't? Have you spent time with your team reviewing, you know, hey, what marketing efforts are bringing in and converting, you know, clients, making sales, and what aren't? And, you know, Jeff points out in his blog piece, and you can go find it on the EOS website there, if you go and look at these game films, if you take the time to review, what you're going to find out is it's real easy to say, you know what, that could have worked if. That should have worked if we could have this. But what you need to do, and Jeff points out in the blog, is, you know what, hey, it's a zero-sum game. Either you won or you lost. And just put it down that way. And then when you look at the things that you're doing, it ties right back into, do you know where you're spending your time? Because if those things you're doing aren't producing, aren't converting, and making clients out of your prospects, then you're probably not where you want to be, and your business is not going to grow the way you want it to grow. So in order to do that, you have to be real honest with yourself, and you have to say, yes, it worked, or just flat out, no, it didn't. And you can't have the gray area of, well, we were working on it, but, well, it should have worked if, well, this would have happened if this would have gone this way. It's just, yes, it worked, or no, it didn't. And then what was your rate? Out of 100%, where did you score? You can use a very simple algorithm to find that out. And if it's not over 80%, then you probably want to review and stop doing those things that aren't working and do more of the ones that are. And it's hard for business owners. It's very hard for business owners to look at that and be honest with themselves, because no one wants to say that failed. No one wants to say that didn't work. No one wants to say that isn't a good idea for our business or my business. But the reality is, if you don't make that hard decision, it's very hard to say, hey, I'm going to move forward. But if you keep doing those things that aren't working, then that's taking up time where you could be spending on the things that are. So, David, that's my challenge to our listeners today, and that's kind of the monologue for the morning is, you know, do you know where you're spending your time? And did you review the game films from your business from the first 90 days? Did you take the time to review? Did you hit your benchmarks? What worked? What didn't? And where are you going to spend your time? We're already, what, 3 weeks into the second quarter here. It's you know, time's ticking. If you're going to make changes, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, only to add very quickly before our commercial break, Mr. Brian Kaiser, coach extraordinaire, is on time management, I think it's also important to look at, once you assess how you spend your time and who you associate with, is what are those complex tasks that you can delegate or outsource to others and then manage their expertise. You know, we got to have a team of experts around us, and things like you mentioned on a website, you often need an expert or a business coach to assist on these assessments and time management.
Exactly.
And then the last point would be proactive. In other words, as I overlooked Minute Maid Park, 16th floor of the courthouse here for our show, it reminds me, every sport has a game plan and a strategy, and then you execute the game plan and see how it works and adjust accordingly. Same thing in life, same thing in business, is be proactive. Set out some planning on when you're going to deal with emails, and don't always be reactive. And other than that, I think it's a great thought for the day to focus on our own time management. So let's get started with a commercial break and our first guest.
Definitely. We'll come back after these messages.
Are you looking to simplify your life and automate your business, but don't want to mess with learning multiple systems to do so? Good. You don't have to. Infusionsoft combines everything your business needs. Let the team at Growth Coaching Systems set up your email, CRM, and e-commerce into a single online system today. It's the easiest way to grow sales and save time. One monthly payment, one software to learn, and have it all on one dashboard. Infusionsoft. Get it now and market and sell like the pros. For more information or to sign up for Infusionsoft, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/Infusionsoft. Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to takeactiongetprofits.com to learn more.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
All right, welcome back. I'm Brian Kaiser, I'm the coach, and I'm here with the legal eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, and we're bringing up our first guest, Mr. Corey Harlock. Corey, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Excellent. Well, it's been a while since you and I have talked, but I'm looking forward to this interview, and I'm excited about hearing about all the new things that are going on and how things are going. So for our listeners, since they don't know you as well as I do, could you just give us a brief synopsis about who you are and what all you do?
Right. Well, first of all, you'll notice an accent because I'm Canadian. So if you hear any funny pronunciations, I hope you'll forgive me.
All right. We're in the midst of the hockey playoffs. You're an exciting guy already. We're in the midst of the hockey playoffs.
My Calgary Flames are up 3-1 against the Vancouver Canucks. They weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs. But we could talk about that, or we could talk about how to help some people and help them manage their time. Whatever you guys like, I'm open.
Yeah, let's manage time so we can watch those Chicago Blackhawks.
There you go. That sounds like a good
compromise. All right, so please tell us about yourself, sir.
Well, I started my background's in hospitality in 2006. I left that business because it was completely unfulfilling to me at that point and joined an executive search firm. And after working there for a while, I started to interview a lot of people who were like me in terms of totally unfulfilled with their job. And I started to see a pattern between the whole hiring process, how flawed the process was, and how people that hire don't try to hire the best people. They kind of put a system in place that it makes them hire the best of the worst. And the turning point for me was I bought Tony Robbins' Money Masters. And started listening to all these online marketing guys talk about sales funnels and how to target potential customers and how to convert them into buying customers. And for me, as a recruiter and having an entrepreneurial brain, I thought, man, that would work in recruiting. So I devised a recruiting process, which I call direct response recruitment, that really uses a lot of the online marketing gurus, the guys that have made millions and millions of dollars. I mean, we know who they are, the Frank Kearns and Evan Pagans and Russell Brunson into the world, and really got deep into what those guys are doing and started converting it over instead of trying to find potential clients. Well, we could find potential candidates. And instead of putting them through a sales funnel, we could put them through a hiring funnel. And as you guys know, these guys don't waste a penny. Right? They don't waste a penny. Anyone that isn't heavily slanted to wanting to buy their product. They target people to the smallest detail. And, I teach people and I coach people how to do that for their business. Target to the smallest detail, the right people for your business, put them into a hiring funnel, and attract them to your business and land them, convert them into a customer, convert them into an employee.
Well, you're a perfect example of what we discussed a little in the monologue as an entrepreneur of having an expert, that being yourself, to assist on probably the most important decision entrepreneurs have, which is hiring the right people, as you put it. And so this is a great example of time management for an entrepreneur to hire someone like yourself with your expertise to get the right people for their business. So we're very excited to have you on our show.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, Corey, when you've created this, and it is a shift in recruiting, because I've done some recruiting myself, and I know that it was calling into businesses and trying to find a business that was someone was looking to move, because I had a job over here, and I'd call in for this person, I'd ask questions, and yada yada yada. Your system works a little bit differently than that. Can you go into a little bit more depth of the framework of that? Because you find the candidates and then you match them with the companies instead of having the companies and then going out and finding the candidate, correct?
Right. Well, what I do is I work with the company to put a process in place for them. There's a Canadian accent for you. Process, not process. but I work with
what industries? What industries
clients.
Typically? What industries?
You know
typically,
what?
If you don't mind.
It's not industry specific, it's company size specific. So if in every industry and for every position and with everyone I've worked with, it has worked. But ideally,
okay,
what it's ideal for, if we really break it down, it's a small to mid-sized company who has an HR generalist that's also responsible for recruiting. Or
okay. It's
a company that works in contracts and they need to ramp up. So we just got a contract. We need 40 of these type of employees in the next 2 weeks. Or
okay. It's
a small to mid-sized company who may have a team of recruiters, but acting more as coordinators, and they're looking to implement a new effective strategy into their business so they can move ahead of the competition in terms of getting the right talent into their business.
Okay. So your system a little bit, break it down a little bit, as Mr. Kaiser was asking, please.
Yeah, sure. So it's real simple. Three easy steps. Target, engage, hire. The old system is, thank you, yeah. The old system is we'll push our information out, and
right. That's
more Canadian for you. Yeah. And
yes.
And we'll wait for people to line up for our job. We only
want
to talk to people that want to work for us. And as we know, if you're not Google or you're not Apple, people aren't lining up to work for anyone these days. And so
let me give you an example. Here in Houston, we have a pretty robust economy compared to many places in the United States. And my brother is high in the construction field, building the high-rise, pretty women, residential places in the country, and he always talks about the skilled trades right now, the supervisors in construction. It's hard to get the best people out there. So let's use that as an example. How
sure.
would you target, engage, and hire in your process a project manager for a $20 million apartment project, let's say?
Perfect. So the first thing we need to do is define is what is the best person. People always talk about we want A players, and truthfully, most people don't know what that means. I think it was Brad Smart who did Top Grading who came up with the ABC players. But what we need to do is define who is the right person, they're the best person for your business. And we need to take an honest look inside the business. As most effective processes go, it always starts with a look inside. Let's have an honest look at what your offering is. Here's a really strange example, but I worked with a guy who had a newspaper, and he was trying to get people to work in his warehouse. And he said, I keep hiring these 21-year-olds, and they only last a couple of weeks, maybe 3 months, and they quit. And I said, okay, who are the most effective people you've had in those positions? And he said, well, I had two guys, but they both retired. And I said, how long did they work for you? And he said, well, one guy worked for me for 8 years, and one guy worked for 5 years. And I said, okay, so what you're telling me is the best people you had were retiring, and you're targeting 19-to-21-year-olds. And he said, but it's hard. But he said, but it's crappy work. It's hard work. And I said, in your mind it is, but not in their mind. And that's a framing issue we get into, because He doesn't particularly like the job. He's selling it as, look, this is hard, crappy work, so I need the young, strong guy. And
he needs that because he wants an investigative reporter that's going to be in 100-degree heat and running all over the city for stories. But in fact, he's defined the position, like you say, in kind of a negative way. And so you help reframe his understanding of what is the ideal candidate. And it's not the 19 and 20-year-old that's energetic, but it's someone with experience in life that still thinks that's engaging work to be an investigative reporter, sounds like.
Right. And so we took a lot of steps to get to this. You know, we built out avatars and we did a deep dive, a SWOT analysis on the business. But eventually we got to a point where we could reframe it and say, look, are you retired and looking for a part-time job where you can get some exercise, work the hours you want, and still be on the golf course by noon every day? We have the job for you. Right?
So I think a few people would line up for that job.
Yeah, I know a few.
And they wouldn't be 19 to 21 years old.
Correct.
No, probably
You're
not.
You're absolutely right.
Right? And so that's what reframing and targeting looks like at a high level. So in your situation with this project manager we're looking for this high rise, we would go through a process, a targeting process, where we would do some SWOT analysis. We would look at the job. We would look at who's been successful in those roles, where have they come from. We'd build out an extensive avatar for that position. And then when it comes to writing the job ad, I don't call them job ads. I call them letters, right? So once we build out that avatar, and you guys are familiar with this process, but some of your listeners might not be. Like when we build out an avatar, we name it. You know, it'll be Corey. So then the job ad is we write a letter to Corey. And the transition here is the framing from we to you. So instead of the successful candidate will be expected, we want, it turns into you will get to. You'll get to flex your creative muscles in terms of managing a $20 million project. I was really excited to come across your profile. Experience like yours is hard to find. I would love to speak with you and tell you more about the opportunity I'm working on, whatever that looks like. So this is the last piece of targeting. And just to put that in perspective, I recently was working on a position which is the director of talent acquisition for a major airline here in the United States. And this is a high-level executive position. And I targeted 86 executive recruiters from Fortune 500 companies. And using this form of, and going back to the online marketing, it's an email sequence. It's not one email, right? Because we touch all the buying emotions. We do the logical argument, the emotional argument, the scarcity argument.
Sounds like a lawyer talking to a jury.
There you go. Yeah.
We got the rational, the emotional, and the kinetic steel argument. Emotional.
There you go, right? So these are all the triggers that make people take action. So I put a three email sequence in place, sent it out to 86 of the executive recruiters for Fortune 500 companies all across America, and more than 80% of them responded to me.
Nice.
Now,
and they were all, and this is cold, right? This is cold messaging. They didn't know me.
Yes. Now, and my brother would talk about that because he would have headhunters contact him, and And I always wondered, how is the secret revealed that once you target the ideal candidate, where do you, I guess, get the information of who is in that position with other companies that you're targeting with your letters? In other words, is that public information out there, like in this construction management position that $120,000 a year is, in, let's say, an average salary for the position? You actually target people that are employed, it sounds like, that are the best candidates that, that might want to switch.
Right, and that begs the question, right? The best the best people aren't looking for work. So posting your job on a job board, which is old school, it doesn't get you the best people. It puts you in a position to have to hire the best of the worst. And I call it drift netting for jobs. You string your net out there and you see what gets stuck, and then you look at what's stuck in your net and say, well, who's the best of this lot? And that's not the right way to do it.
Yeah. You've changed the paradigm. You've changed the paradigm to people that are already successful, that you write an attractive, emotional, and rational appeal letter or contact email that gets them to think about switching. I mean, it's brilliant. I love it.
You got it. Yeah. And of course, they meet the criteria. And the initial question was, how do you find these people? Social networking has changed that. And if with a minimal amount of knowledge on how to utilize and leverage social network, and I can show you how to do that, it's real easy. Really, easy to find these people.
And I love the model that you follow, because that's what I do when helping people, you know, build out their campaigns with CRMs and online and all that with their business, you know, products and services. So I love that you've taken that concept and flipped it over to recruiting and basically shifted a paradigm in that industry, which is really awesome. My question to you now is, what is the top of your funnel? How do companies come to you to get you to start this process? You've got to be marketing yourself some way so that people can find you to, you know, make this process change in their business. How does that first step happen?
So I'm understanding that question is, how do I get my business using these techniques?
Exactly. Yes. What's the top of the funnel? What's the first step to you?
Right. And because this is still fairly new and I'm still new to Houston, I'm still flushing that piece of it out myself. You know, I have worked with some a company here that I work with and utilize a lot of the techniques. And I did it back in my own boutique agency up north. But right now, you know, I'm starting a website and having conversations with people like you on these shows. But it's networking is a big piece of it. And I kind of have a different philosophy on networking, but that's not why we're here. But, you know, getting to know people.
But seriously, we talk a lot on our show. We talk a lot about networking, because the face-to-face contact is still important in today's technological world.
Yeah.
So important. So great. That's still a key. So, Corey, our listeners out there, they're going to be intrigued. And, you know, we get a lot of people that come and replay this show over and over and over and over again. So how would people that have heard what you do, and now they're intrigued because it is a very different approach to something that is it's a hard thing to find good talent. It's a tougher job than people think. So
it's the hardest
how do
thing,
people
yeah.
get in, yeah, how do people get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, coreyharlock.com, CoreyHarlock, and they'll actually see an opt-in form there. I'll give you a free 30-minute consultation. I'm not selling anything. We'll sit down. I'll hear what you're doing. I'll give you some tips on how you can make changes today and improve your process. And if you like what I have to say, we can talk about working together further.
Got it. So the best way is CoreyHarlock.com, and then when you guys go to the website, and I've got it pulled up right now, the form pops right up there. Just go ahead, name an email, get with Corey, let him explain how he can help you. And Corey, this has been great to have you on the show. I really appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thanks. Yes. I appreciate the opportunity.
And what's the time frame from when you're initially contacted? Last question here before our commercial break, but what is the time frame typically from when a company contacts you and you go through your process to the engagement part, you know, the target, the engagement, and the hiring? What kind of timeline is typical, if there is a typical timeline?
Right. I shoot for 4 weeks. So from when we start to when we finish. And the cool thing about the process is we will actually pick a position you're hiring for in your business right now, and we'll work on that position together and make that hire. And then you'll be familiar with the process, but then I just leave it there for you, and you can just plug any future role into that process. So that's the cool thing, right? Cool. Give a man a fish, teach a man to fish. So rather than have to recreate the wheel every time you need to hire, we work together, and it's just rinse and repeat after that. You know the steps to take. So every time a new position comes up, you just start at the beginning and work through the steps and make the hire.
Awesome.
That is very cool.
Thank you so much.
That is very cool. Well, Corey, thank you for being on. We've got to move on to a commercial break, and I'll reach out to you off air, and we can continue your conversation. But right now, we've got to head into commercials, so we'll be back.
Very educational. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tuff Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of Legal Eagle and the Coach. I'm the coach, Brian Kaiser, here with the soaring Legal Eagle, Mr. David Altenburn, who's actually doing the show live from the courthouse as we speak here. So it's really cool that we have the ability and the technology to have that happen. So it's just really exciting. Our next guest is up, Mr. Jim Jones. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're excited to have you on the show, and I've got your website pulled up here, and I'm really excited about this because I know there's a lot of people that are struggling in this area to get this taken care of and handled and get their needs met, because there's a lot of confusing information flying around all over the place. But before we get into that, just tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, my name is Jim Jones. As you said, I'm president of a company called Wellspring Benefits Group, and we provide access to healthcare services that are pretty difficult to get to today without spending a whole lot of money out of your pocket, whether you have the Obamacare-type insurance or whether you have no insurance at all. We kind of focus on healthcare instead of health insurance, and we'll kind of get into what I mean by the differences between the two here shortly.
Excellent.
Let me ask this, Mr. Jones. This is David Altenburn. Do you work primarily or exclusively with individuals, or do you primarily work with, you know, executives of companies on company benefit issues? Is it individual benefits or company benefits, or a little bit different than either? Please explain.
the vast majority of our business is individuals and families and small okay. business owners with 5 to 10 to maybe 20 employees. We also have a separate benefit package for senior citizens who are on Medicare.
Okay. Well, that's awesome because we've got listeners out there and many of our contacts in the networking world of entrepreneurs here in Houston, Texas fit exactly into your target group. So thank you so much for that answer.
Sure.
Well, you know, you mentioned, Jim, something that was, that you had two different, and people get them confused, you know, health insurance versus health care. And I think that for anyone listening to that opening intro to yourself, they're really excited and intrigued by hearing the definition between those two and clarifying that, because I think that's a large cause of misunderstanding when people sit down to look at any of these options for getting what they need in health insurance or health care taken care of, because it's hard to just to discern which one's which and which is going to benefit me more and all that kind of stuff. So can you clarify that for us?
Yeah, and, you know, the government has done a great job of really blurring the lines and confusing the issue even more, because when you go to buy health insurance, you go to healthcare.gov.
Right.
Which, you know, really kind of just blurs the line even more. But here's the difference. You know, whenever you purchase health insurance, all you're doing, and it's a great thing to do, everybody, every family needs it, but when you purchase health insurance, you're purchasing a policy. You're not purchasing necessarily access to health care until you come out of your pocket with a whole lot more money on top of the premium that you're paying. So you kind of have a double-edged sword. You pay a premium on one side, and then you have to pay large deductibles and out-of-pocket copays and some other fees that are charged before you really have access to health care. So there's a big difference between buying health insurance, which after a certain amount of money out of your pocket allows you access to health care, but there's a big gap. And for most families today, by the time you pay the premium and then by the time you pay your deductibles, you're looking at anywhere between, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 to sometimes $15,000 a year out of pocket. And so
health insurance, people to understand and grapple with, absolutely correct. It's a pretty large number that still comes out of pocket despite having health insurance. Absolutely correct. So please continue the differential.
Yeah, so whenever you have this big gap, you think you have access to health care pretty quickly if you have health insurance. Well, you do, except you have to pay so much on your end out of pocket that it becomes unaffordable. You know, you look at it and you go, now, wait a minute, let me do the math here. I've got to pay $800 a month. Now, that's if you don't get a subsidy for a family of four. And then if I need to use my insurance, I have to pay another $5,000 or $6,000 out of pocket. Well, when you add up all that, you kind of scratch your head and say, well, what are the odds of me ever having that much need for out-of-pocket health care? Now, I'm not advocating you shouldn't have health insurance. I think everybody should. But a lot of people are doing the math, and they're coming away thinking, this is crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, good people out there, absolutely, that's why it has become such a debate in the country, because there's other countries that have universal health care situations, and we're not there yet here in the United States, but you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people that go there, or uninsured, let's say, that it really is kind of looking at the mathematics you're talking about and their own financial situation, and it's too much to bear in their mind, or as you say, they calculate kind of odds and all of those kind of things of having problems. And so tell us how you provide an alternative to that real problem out there with your Wellspring
benefits. I don't want to call it an alternative. I want to call it in addition to, I don't want anybody listening to me to think that I'm not advocating that they have health insurance, because I think that's a necessity. But there are millions of people today, guys, that still do not have health insurance, because even though they may have complete ability to purchase it, they just can't afford it. And to what I mean by that is, you know, today there's no issue with if you have a pre-existing condition, you can still buy health insurance. The problem is it's still unaffordable to a lot of people. So what we do is we provide a health care, not health insurance, a health care benefit package of the most commonly used health care services that provide you instantaneous access to that health care through national provider networks that we have pre-negotiated substantial savings and discounts on all types of healthcare services. So, for example, if you need to have a doctor visit and you have a $50 copay and then you have to wait 3 days to see the doctor, that doesn't do much good for you if you have 102 fever and a sore throat today. So we provide 24/7 access to a board-certified physician by phone or video. They return your call in, say, roughly 15 to 20 minutes. They diagnose your case after asking several questions. They call in a prescription to your local pharmacy, and you don't have to pay anything for that other than the monthly access fee that you pay for our membership. So that's unlimited use, no copay, 3 o'clock in the morning, Christmas Day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it provides an alternative to just, you know, the traditional doctor office visit, for one thing, and save money.
That's awesome. Now, is there a range to the monthly fee, or is it universal? How do you price your benefit packages?
Well, we have 10 different benefits, and in this benefit package, and it's $25 per month, and that includes everyone in your whole family. So it would be yourself, your spouse, and all your legal dependents would be $25 a month. And here's the thing, guys. People need to have health care services at some point over the course of a year. They need dental treatment. They need to have a CAT scan or an MRI, or they have to have lab tests. All of that's straight out of their pocket, and it costs a whole lot of money. We have all that in these benefit packages that we provide. And so it's about cash flow. So if I have to pay a $5,000 deductible before anything happens, and that CT scan or MRI is $1,800, and we can provide you the exact same scan for $469, who's going to win out? Okay, so it comes down to cash flow. We save people cash flow, whether they have insurance or whether they don't have insurance. We provide the benefit package that allows them to take advantage of healthcare products and services that they're commonly going to use for a fraction of what they have to pay out of their pocket otherwise.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. How long have you been around doing these kind of benefit packages?
Well, Wellspring has been around since the 2012. My partner and I started the company in 2012. I have I'm going to date myself a little bit. We got 30 years in the health insurance and the healthcare industries, but we decided that with the problem that most families and folks are having today, with just trying to figure out how they're going to cover a lot of their out-of-pocket costs, this was a market opportunity that created itself out of all this chaos of Obamacare.
Gotcha. I think you're providing just a great, great service out there. What do you think, Mr.
Jim,
Coach?
Oh, yeah. No, it's awesome. I love the way he has it set up. Now, I know I listen to a lot of different talk radio shows, and one of them here in Houston that's kind of popular is the Michael Berry Show, and they're always kicking around different things. And now, has there been some pushback to services like yours because you guys have found a problem that's worth solving and is something that's very easy for people to get access to and is affordable, and people on the other side that would like you to be in this other system over here, if you will, which we're not saying you don't need that system. It's just this would give you access, like you said, to the care. Has there been some muddying of the water as to what services like yours are providing by having the doctors on a video call?
You know, really, there hasn't been, and here's why. Whenever you get sick, a sickness to an individual, you become agnostic to political issues, right? So whether or not you really don't care. You know, I mean,
you just
become,
want to get better.
It doesn't matter. You just want to get better. So if sure. if a someone leaning to the left has a $5,000 deductible, or someone leaning to the right has a $5,000 deductible, the problem is the same for both groups, and they become pretty agnostic whenever they realize that they can spend a lot less out of their pocket, irrespective of the political issue that has arisen out of this Obamacare.
Gotcha.
Well,
okay.
It sounds like it really does have a universal appeal. How do you market?
Oh, big time.
To me, it sounds like everybody and anybody that's our listeners or across our city or state or the country could really benefit from getting involved with your group and getting the benefit packages. How do you market your company?
Well, we do a lot of media, and I'll come back to that. I did want to mention one more thing, guys, and that's for our seniors. We have a package that's different for seniors because they have different issues and they have a lot of things covered already by Medicare, which we don't want to duplicate. But one of the things seniors really have, and this is for caregivers, if you have an audience out there that have aging parents and they're kind of overseeing their care or whatnot, they might be interested in this as well.
I'm interested in my grandfather in that category, so I'm dealing with that right now. So I'm very interested to hear.
Think about that loved one that you've had in your life where on Sunday night, you know, they sit down at the kitchen table and they pull out their big tackle box of pills and their little Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday strip, and they try to take all their pills and organize them into what they take in the morning and what they take in the evening, and they all look alike and they get confused, and it's just a huge hassle, and most of the time they never get it right. Our program takes care of that whole issue. We have a very specialized pharmacy that deals with chronic disease, and they pre-package and pre-sort all of your medications, and they ship them to you free of shipping charge every month, every 2 weeks, whenever you need it, already put in bubble-wrapped pill packs, sterile, put together by your pharmacist. You're assigned a certain pharmacist. Your pharmacist packs and sorts and prepackages your medication and sends it to you, and then they have at least a monthly conference call with you to make sure you're feeling well, that you're not having symptoms, that you're taking your medications, that you're adherent, that you're not duplicating meds. And think about this. If you have people that have four different doctors, those doctors are prescribing all sorts of medication, none of which are talking to one another. So you may have a loved one taking two or three different blood thinners and they only need one.
Uh-huh.
Or I mean, it's amazing what goes on out there and how over-medicated our seniors are. So we are really excited about that package. And it includes the chronic disease intervention, the medication management that's pre-sorted and pre-packaged. It includes dental, vision, hearing aid, pre-negotiated savings and discounts, and medical equipment. And that is $20 per month, and that also includes a spouse as well.
Well,
wow, that is huge.
It's absolutely brilliant about what you've done on this niche market that is very much important in our country is that we always talk in business about customers first. It sounds like you put customers first. You make it easy to have access to medical providers, to have access on the conference calls for seniors. And I just have to applaud and admire what you're accomplishing with your group. I wish you nothing but great success, truly. It's brilliant, really.
It's huge. It solves a huge problem. And I think you've clarified very well the difference between the health insurance and access to health care. Because I think that's really out in the marketplace. Everyone thinks you have health insurance and you automatically get the care, just like you stated. And that's not always the truth. So, when you know, we've had people, they're intrigued. They want to know more. How do they get to learn that and get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to really learn more is to go to our website, and that is controlmycare.com. Controlmycare.com. When you get there, we have some videos that will guide you. And if you want to contact us, there's a little button that says contact us or email us. There's a couple of little places where you can go on the website. And if you have questions or we have a toll-free number, we love to talk to folks. We don't have a call center. Healthcare is way too personal and way too intimate to run it through some, you know, call center. So we love to talk to folks and would encourage either emails or phone calls after going to the website.
Excellent, excellent. Do you mind if I read the phone number off?
I would love for you to.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so it's controlmycare.com, and it's right there staring you straight in the face, says contact us, and the number that you can reach these guys directly is 817-953-3155, and this sounds like it solves a lot of problems and also gives a huge, huge value to the customers to get access directly to healthcare professionals when you need it. So, Jim, I appreciate you coming on the show. This has been outstanding.
Yes, this has been an awesome
show
to integrate all the health insurance integration with healthcare benefits. And thank you so much for coming on our show.
You've been awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on and allowing us to share this with lots of folks. We're helping lots of folks around the country, and we think our value proposition for the small amount you pay every month is certainly going to be a windfall to you over the course of a year. You're going to spend a whole lot less with us than you're going to save over the course of a year.
Great value to everybody out there. So hopefully our listeners have learned a lot and will engage with you to go forward on their health care. Thank you so much.
Definitely. And once again, before we have to go to the break, we got about 30 seconds. It's controlmyhealthcare.com. The phone number, 817-953-3155. Give Jim a call. Let him help you and guide you through what is good and will work best for you. Jim, thanks once again. We've got to head into commercial break.
Thank you.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating 6+ figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
Growth Coaching Systems Network exists to serve you, the business owner, by assessing, coaching, and connecting you to the right person or people that can provide you the best next step in building and progressing your business, health, and relationships. GCS Network and our collaborative partners believe in delivering 10x results by breaking through the spin, churn, and burn cycle, giving you the right relationships, message, and visibility necessary to succeed. Please connect with Brian by phone or email at 713-345-0223 or Brian at GCSNetworkPartner.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Welcome back for the final segment. David, we've had a phenomenal show. You know, each week since October, we've gotten better, and I think we've been able to bring out the best in each and every one of our guests. And today we had two more rock stars come on, and both of them had found a problem worth solving and had taken it into a very niche market and have been very successful.
Yes, you know, we talk in the promotion of our show about trailblazers. And today we had really two trailblazers in their respective fields. In the recruiting field, which for entrepreneurs, the hiring process is probably one of the most important processes to be able to deliver the services and provide value in a quality way. And we have a trailblazer that actually targets, as he says, and engages and hires the right people, often who are already employed and highly successful, as opposed to the old paradigm of just posting ads and letting candidates that are, maybe unemployed come to you. Then we had a trailblazer in the healthcare field that has a healthcare, took 30 years of experience to find a niche that for a monthly fee of $25 a month, you've got access to doctors and diagnoses and prescriptions for your medical care needs, and for seniors for $20 a month. They're helping coordinate delivery and coordination of your prescriptions, which may be their largest issue in the senior years of life. And so it was an awesome, awesome show today, Mr. Coach, as far as trailblazers in two different fields. Very educational. Very helpful.
Very educational, yeah. And, you know, the thing for the seniors, like you said, that really hit home with me because in my family life, I'm dealing with that with my grandfather now being, old, up in years and having some struggles with that. And we've had to be very careful with that because, like he said, they're seeing four or five different doctors and these things happen where they'll, one doctor won't talk to the other, so they'll prescribe the same medicine or a different medicine that does the same thing, and they'll be way overdosed. So, it was really cool.
You started the show with your monologue talking time management, and it seems to me we often talk about working smart, and both of our guests today really, really showed how that can be a successful model of finding a niche that they really thought out and really planned
exactly.
out. And they took that niche, not the everything to everybody, but took their specialized niche and exploded it into very successful businesses. So I think it's some great lessons out there for our audience. We talk about having teams. We talk about networking. And these successful folks that we had on our show today, that's how they market themselves. That's how they get out in the world and come on radio shows like ours to help spread the news, as it is, the good news out there of the services and value they provide, which is just great value. Really enjoyed our guest today.
That was a fun show. We had a really fun show. Like I said, you and I have had a blast growing and making the show really fun and entertaining as well as educational. And I think today we hit a home run with bringing out the best in our guests and really providing that value to the audience out there. So I'm happy with the show, and I'm looking forward to next week already where we'll do it all again.
Yeah, let's keep educating and entertaining and encouraging and exciting the entrepreneurs out there. Everybody have a great day, a great week, and with a little help, we'll all become rock stars, hopefully, like our trailblazers.
There we go. And, hey, like I mentioned, you got a phenomenal seat to do the show today because you're sitting on the 16th floor of the courthouse overlooking the Minute Maid Park there. And you said they had the roof open, which is, today was supposed to be a rainy day in Houston. I've been in the office, so I don't know really what the weather's doing. But I'm sure it's an awesome sight, and it's pretty fun to get to do the show from where you do what you do best down at the courthouse. So really had a good show.
Left the battlefield of the trial to look over Minute Maid Park and look over downtown courthouse complex if I wandered to the other side. So it's all been
excellent.
Fun, and can't wait to next week. We have more fun out there with our audience.
We'll do it all again. All right, so we'll leave it there, and we'll see you, everyone, next week.
Next week. Take care.
You have been listening to Legal and the Coach with David Altenburn and Brian Kaiser on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.